Tuesday, 17th May, 2022. You are listening to Mary's Gospel Podcast, and then Sammy Father Felix with your host Maria Pia. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is written that the Messiah would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take it from Luke chapter 24, verse 46. Greetings to you, wonderful listener, and welcome to the new episode of Time with Father Felix on Mary's Gospel Podcast.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Tuesday of the fifth week of Easter. Acts chapter 14, verse 19 to 25. John chapter 14, verse 27 to 31. Some Jews arrived from Antioch and Iconium and turned the people against the apostles. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the town, thinking he was dead. The disciples came, crowding round him. But as they did so, he stood up and went back to the town. The next day, he and Barnabas went off to Derbe. Having preached the good news in that town and made a considerable number of disciples, they went back through Lystra and Iconium to Antioch. They put fresh heart into the disciples, encouraging them to persevere in the faith. We all have to experience many hardships, they said, before we enter the kingdom of God. In each of these churches, they appointed elders, and with prayer and fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had come to believe. On their arrival, they assembled the church and gave an account of all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith to the pagans. My dear brothers and sisters, there are both joys and trials in the ministry of the word. The triumphant gospel involves suffering too, and every servant of the Lord must be prepared for both eventualities. The missionaries moved rapidly from being taken for ghosts to being condemned as felons due to the attacks of the unbelieving Jews. Despite their trials, the missionaries made many disciples at Derbe. They strengthened and encouraged the new believers there to continue on in the faith and to take tribulations positively as a way to God's kingdom. The gospel. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and shall return. If you loved me, you would have been glad to know that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you this now, before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe. I shall not talk with you any longer, because the prince of this world is on his way. He has no power over me, but the world must believe, must be brought to know that I love the Father and that I am doing exactly what the Father told me." My dear brothers and sisters, what Jesus offers his followers is peace, one the world cannot offer. That is why we greet Pax Vobis, peace be with you. There is also assurance of Jesus for us not to be afraid, for he is more than ready to protect and defend us. Amen. Let us pray. Father, you restored your people together. You restored your people to enter life by raising Christ, your Son, from death. Make our faith strong and our hope sure. May we never doubt that you will fulfill the promise you have made us. Amen. I still remain your servant, Reverend Father Felix Chinofo. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen. And the peace of the Lord Jesus be with your spirit too, Father Felix. We are very much grateful to you for bringing us today's biblical readings and reflections. Tara Farafales is supported by Apostle Heritage Foundation of Mary's Castle Podcast. Thanks ever so much and God bless you for listening. Your host has been Maria Pia. And until you hear from us again in the next episode, I wish you a blessed day in the Lord Jesus.